We're going to try to say something about Muhammad Ali that has not been said. How to add to the torrent of tributes, the most famous person in the world, the greatest athletic figure of a century, a pivotal civil rights leader, the anti-war activist who refused to serve in Vietnam and won his religious exemption case in the Supreme Court. He died Friday at 74, and we're going to start our week-long look where his story started in Louisville, Kentucky. Jacob Ryan of Here and Now contributor Louisville Public Media gathered some thoughts.
Muhammad Ali used to run down the street shadow boxing, the little old skinny thing.
He used to run the school from his house on 32nd and Grand. And I thought that was amazing to run that far.
In the school, he would go around hitting on lockers, and he was just doing his training and everything.
My dad often talked about, you know, meeting somebody like that was a big moment in his life.
And Muhammad came through the airport and started fighting with my son, mocking, trying to take this hamburger away from him and jabbing, you know, sparring with him. And it was just another example of what I've seen so many times is nobody ever has gotten more pleasure out of making a child smile as Muhammad Ali.
And that's Congressman John Murray Armuth. Before that, we heard Errol Graham, Lawrence Tolbert, William Tolbert, and Mary Traylor. Also mourning Muhammad Ali today is Greg Fisher, mayor of Louisville. And Mayor Fisher, we understand you had childhood memories of as well?
Oh, if you grew up in Louisville, everybody knew the champ, and he was 6 years old when he beat Sonny Liston. So what I remember from that is my dad and his friends just kind of buzzing with, man, he did it, he did it. He knocked out the unknockable Sonny Liston, and of course, then the iconic photo you'd see in the newspapers the next day of this, you know, big, bold, beautiful young black man from Louisville, Kentucky, kind of saying, "I shook up the world." So that's my youngest memory, and of course, I worked a lot with him in the latter part of his life. He and his wife Lonnie, but just had so many different influences here in the city of Louisville, and almost everybody's got an Ali story.
Well, we have to say, I think you might have misspoken, but it was beautiful. You said he was 6 years old when he knocked out Liston. I think you meant you were, because
yeah, I was 6 years
old.
Good. Sorry about that.
He wasn't that good.
Not that good.
We'll talk about a little bit more about the relationship of the boy and the man to the town. Louisville, now home to the Muhammad Ali Center, which promotes interfaith cooperation. There's another museum based out of his bright pink home where the Clays lived. He was Cassius Clay. When he came home from the Olympics in 1960 with a gold medal, he came home to a segregated country, and years later, residents in Louisville fought over naming a street after him because of his objection to the Vietnam War. So describe the relationship. It went through phases.
Well, it did, and his stages through life represented our country's stages through life in many different ways. As I said, here was a confident, cocky, young black man with swagger who was not afraid to say what was on his mind, and that made a lot of people uncomfortable. Now, he backed it up, obviously, in the ring, but then when the war came along, the Vietnam War, and he became a conscientious objector, a lot of criticism over that, but he paid the price. He stayed out of the ring for 3.5 years and went back. And what was unique about Muhammad was, is as Louisvillians, we were able to see the whole arc of his life from birth to 74. So it's like growing up with your uncle that you love or your big brother that you love, and you got to see the glory and the 3-time heavyweight world champion, but you also got to see that was afflicted by Parkinson's disease and in the latter stages of his life had difficulty speaking, but always connecting through his eyes and through his spirit. And so, you know, you develop a love and a deep sense of longing for a family member. And for many of us here in Louisville, we saw him as a member of our family, and we were proud to be part of his family.
You saw the beginning before he was what many people are now saying was the first rapper. You know, he was the Louisville Lip, you know, just very boastful. Had to be, though. That's what boxing is. Did I understand?
Well, and he was the first interfaith leader before we even knew what interfaith was when he converted to Islam and started talking about the necessity of us all being one. Don't focus on secondary differences like race, religion, skin color. We're all one people. It's a message we need more than ever.
How does that resonate? A lot of neighborhoods are having, you know, difficulty with the issue of religious relations. We understand that just a few weeks ago, Muhammad Ali criticized Donald Trump's call for banning Muslims. How is the fact that he converted to the Muslim faith, how does that reverberate in Louisville?
Very well. We have a beautiful Muslim population here in Louisville. They're amongst our best citizens and philanthropists. We just celebrated the 20th year of our Festival of Faith, which is an internationally renowned interfaith gathering as well. So Like in many things, Muhammad was ahead of his times, but our city value is compassion, which we mean we respect all of our citizens, so we want their human potential to flourish regardless of what their religion is. So we want to be a model for the country, certainly in that, and Muhammad was the original model for interfaith understanding.
Yeah, ahead of his time on so many things. We understand the public funeral will be Friday, an interfaith service. What's happening today in Louisville? What, I mean, are people coming already?
People have been flocking here since Saturday morning. They're going to the Muhammad Ali Center, which is the epicenter for his life work. It's now in its 10th year, so it's a tremendous testament, not just to his boxing and athletic career, but to the civil rights era, the history of our country, but then to his core values that he led throughout his life of conviction and confidence and giving and spirituality. And that's really ultimately what Muhammad wanted to leave. You know, he was the biggest, baddest boxer, athlete of the 20th century, but he just did that because his goal was to be the biggest, baddest humanitarian, and he only knew he could do that if he had a platform to speak from, and he did it so, so well.
Well, you remind me, people have been saying over the weekend that his sport actually might have in some ways predeceased him, but that you're right, that wasn't what it was about. It was about trying to claw your way to the top of humanity and represent it beautifully. And Greg Fisher, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of younger people now coming and hearing this story of Muhammad Ali. Greg Fisher, mayor of Louisville, thank you so much.
Thank you.